If you own a property and have a second mortgage on it, and if you want to keep this property and get rid of the second loan, attorney Shaw Perali can help. Call 510-742-5887. Due to the uncertain economy, many people have settled their debts for a fraction of its value. It's recommended to use an experienced lawyer to deal with it. Shaw Perali is an experienced debt settlement attorney and has handled hundreds of such cases successfully. There are no upfront fees for debt settlement. Only when you win, you pay. Call Shaw Perali, attorney at law, at 510-742-5887 or visit yourdebtsettlementattorney.com for a free assessment. This is just an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is established by this ad. The law does not guarantee success. Call 510-742-5887.
Are you an H-1B visa holder? Do you have an I-140 petition approved or have an extension under AC-21 provisions? Are you on H-4 visa? If yes, we've got amazing news for you. As of May 26, 2015, you or your spouse on H-4 visa might be eligible for a work permit, aka EAD. And to apply, you need a lawyer who knows about H-4 visa issues. Lawyer Shaw Perali has been at the forefront of this fight for H-4 rights and has actually helped make this dream a reality. Now, his firm is ready to help you or your spouse get their EADs. Call 510-742-5887 or visit www.splgpc.com to apply for your EAD. This is an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is created by this ad.
And now, from the San Francisco Bay Area studios, KLOK proudly presents to you the prominent attorney Shaw Perali for the Shaw Perali Law Show, coming at you with over 50,000 watts of power. The Shaw Perali Law Show, where all your views matter.
Hello, 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 everybody. Assalamu alaikum, sastakar, namaskar to all the listeners. This is attorney Shaw Perali for the Shaw Perali Law Show, and today I have with me on the board Franco. Thank you, Franco, for always being punctual and helping us to make this show good and great. So, ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of things. I know we have been playing some recorded shows recently, but today is a live show, and today is August 4th, and 2016. And first of all, Happy Independence Day coming soon, and also we're going to cover a lot of issues when it comes to immigration. And of course, you can call 408-912-5565, and anything I'm telling you today is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any questions. Please feel free to call us, 510-742-5887. And the website to check is attorneyonair.com or peralilaw.com. And the blog is immigrationlegalblog.com. So today we have a lot of things going on. For one, we know the visa bulletin is really bad for everybody, and we are not expecting, my predictions, we're not going to see a great move. We even might see some retrogression more on the EB1, but we're going to talk about that in a few. But since we have callers already online, let me take a caller right now. This is Shaw Perali, you're live on air.
Good morning, Shaw. Thanks for the wonderful and thanks for all the information over radio.
Oh, thank you so much for your kind words. What can I do for you?
I had one quick question. So one of my colleagues, she is in India. Her H-1B got approved last year itself, but she did not get an opportunity to come on site. So is it possible for her to find a different job with employer B and then transfer her H-1B? Is it possible? If so, what is the risk involved?
Yes and no. Yes, it is possible because technically that person is CAP exempt, so it's a new employment CAP exempt. The risk is usually if the original H-1B, when it was obtained, the job offer was not genuine. For example, sometimes you know how it works in this industry, they will put a job offer which is not really present at the time of the approval, and the company just put it in there, and because of that, that person didn't come, they will question heavily about this original H-1B. But in short, yes, it is possible, provided the original H-1B, when it was obtained, was a genuine job offer, and now that person is shifting to another company. So, oh, yeah, it is doable, except the risk is that, okay?
Okay, right? Thank you very much. Have a great
okay.
day.
Okay, good luck to you. Good luck to you. So, Franco, I don't know if I have more callers, but let me continue on the track of the visa built-in, because this is really taking a toll on a lot of people. And we have many people who are suffering. And I'm going to come up soon with basically an e-book, hopefully compiling some of the stories and what is happening out there. But let me take another caller until we talk a little bit about that in a few. This is Shapirai, you're live on air.
Hi, this is Vandana, and I have a question about amendment with change of location. So I've been reading online about it, and my primary work location when the H-1 extension last time was filed was in Fremont. And then I've been working in Mountain View, Santa Clara, and San Jose. My H-1 extension is due. Is there an amendment required? Because all these locations are within like 20 miles.
Technically, yes. Because if you keep... Are you moving in different locations? Or you're just going, for example, you're moving from Fremont to Mountain View, and then from Mountain View... You're doing
different
3 months there, maybe?
Location.
Or you're working all of them at the same time?
No, not at the same time. So 6 months, one client, 6 months, another client, like that.
Yeah. Yeah, you should do an amendment. Because although the rule says within the metropolitan area, you don't have to. Well, they have made it clear under the Simeo case that anytime you move, they recommend an amendment, because... The reason they are stating is that if they come and they do a spot check on you and the company and you are not there, they will say you are in violation of your H-1B. So, yes, you should do an amendment to be on the safe side.
If that was not done, then what?
Well, that's a tricky question, because then it depends when did this happen. If it happened before April 15, 2015... then you're okay. But if after that, then you're in violation under the Simeo case. So I would recommend talking to the company lawyer, or give me a call in the office. We can discuss in private what's happening. But the truth is that it should have been done. And the number to my office is 510-742-5887. Just give me a call. We can maybe do a consultation on this. But did they file at least an LCA on the case whenever you're moving? Did they amend the LCA?
No.
Okay. So both ways. Okay. Let's say you were still in this area. You still should have done a different LCA. Unless the original LCA was done in those different locations, it seems there are some issues right there. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck to you. Let me take another caller. This is Shapirali. You are live on air.
Hi, Sham. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. You're welcome, sir.
I'm on F1 OPT. Working for a genuine employer as a full-time employee. My application is not picked up in the lottery here for H-1B. However, I have two more chances. Meanwhile, I would like to initiate my GC process. What are the pros and cons of initiating GC while on F-1?
That's a very good question. You can start your GC while you're on F-1. The problem is that if you are born in India, and when you reach the I-140 level, if you file the I-140, then at this point you have an immigrant intent, which technically kind of, they have a right to take away your F-1, or they have a right not to renew your F-1. So that's the biggest risk of filing it, especially if you're from India, because the waiting time is so long. And let's say you want to renew the F-1, and as soon as they see the I-140, they have a right to deny you the F-1. So the risk is not on the green card, the risk is on the F-1 visa. So be very careful.
I'm an Indian.
I'm sorry?
I'm an Indian citizen. I am an Indian citizen and looking at the priority dates that they're retrogating and all that, I'm planning to apply as early as possible.
But it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea in your case.
I don't apply for I-140 once the form gets approved and I will wait until my head can be picked up. If not,
you cannot.
You're
not allowed to do that. You have 180 days from the approval of the labor to file your I-140. If you don't, you will have a problem. I think I'm having some background effect on this, Franco, so I'll have to move to the next caller. But I'll answer the question, basically. It is not recommended because it will jeopardize the F1. It's too early. I understand you want to buy some time, but it's not recommended. If you are not from India, then it might be a good idea because the dates will come soon if you're an EB2, for example, or even EB1. But I don't recommend doing that if you're born in India. It will jeopardize your chance down the road to get an extension on the F1. And, of course, it won't jeopardize the H1 because the H1 is a dual intent visa. Let me take another caller, Franco. This is Sharp Rai. You're live on here.
Hey, hello. Hey, hi, Sharp.
Hello.
Thanks a lot for my call.
You're welcome.
To make us wait for Thursday morning.
Okay. Sorry for that. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I have a question. So basically, I am almost done with my 6 years of H1. And right now, I do have my I-140. But then I am trying to change job now. And then I do have a job offer with 3 years of extension on the new one.
Mm-hmm.
So, if to move now that I'm close to 6 years of H1,
mm-hmm. You want to know if you can move, or you want to know what are the risks?
Yeah, both of them.
Okay, so yes, you can move technically, but the only risk is that if the company that, let's call it Company A where you're working right now, if Company A withdraw the I-140. You might not be able to move above the time that is left on the 6 years. So you will be limited to that time. Because without an I-140, you don't get the extension beyond that. And whenever you do a transfer, it's like an extension. Even if you have time left above the 6 years from Company A, you cannot carry that forward unless the I-140 is present at the time of the approval. But there's a way to do that is to file it, have it approved, get your 3 years, then you move to Company B. But the problem is that you will be stuck with Company B. You won't be able to move to Company C if you want to move unless another I-140 is approved. But if the I-140 is not cancelled by the company, you're pretty safe to move.
Okay, so I already have an approval with Company B, so it is safe to move now.
Okay, Company B also has another I-140 for you?
No. This is the H1 approval.
Yeah, it is safe to move now. But make sure that... But you will be stuck with Company B, okay? So if Company B terminates you... And as long as the I-140 is still good with Company A, you're still safe. You should be fine. But just be careful on that. That's all. Okay?
All right. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Good luck to you. So I don't know if we have more callers right now, Franco, but this is Attorney Sharp Rai for the Sharp Rai Law Show. We're live today. It's August 4th, 2016. I know I've not been doing too many live shows recently, but today is a live show. So if you're listening to the show another day, which is not August 4th, that means it's a recorded show. So ladies and gentlemen, we were talking about the visa bulletin. As you can see, most people's worry right now is the visa bulletin, and this is getting really ridiculous almost, because some people, if you look at EB3, will have to wait almost 50 years to get a green card. And people on EB2 now are looking at 16 to 20 years to get a green card. And now even EB1, I'm talking India and China mostly, EB1 is also retrogressed, so 5 years. And for September, we are expecting probably another retrogression on EB1. I don't know about EB2 anymore, so we need to find a solution. That's why we are petitioning the government. Unfortunately, we are in a very, very hot situation with the elections. So nothing is really happening in our favor, but we hope we can keep the pressure. So we need more people to sign on our petition. If you go on Google, reduce EB2, you will get a change.org petition, like 5,000 signatures. I was hoping to get like 20,000-25,000 signatures to make a difference, but it seems other people are hesitant to sign or they don't know about it. So please share it to your friends, because as you can see before, all those petitions do make an impact. We did that for H4, we did that for PS for Yemen. It did work, so we hope this time it will work. They will have some kind of relief. I don't know what relief they will bring, but at least something will be done. Let me take another caller. This is Shapra. You're live in here.
Hi. Yeah. My name is Hari. Yeah.
Hi, Hari.
So, yeah. Hi. I'm working as a contractor to one company. And I have already LCA for that company. Maybe next month, the company is moving to Mountain View from Redwood City. Mm-hmm. So, do I need to file another LCA on the new address or...
Yeah, you will have to file an LCN and move the address completely. So not only an LCA, you will have to redo an amendment on the H-1B. So make sure that your company is doing that for you, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Good luck to you. So, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people are asking about amendment today. It's under the case called Saimio case, which was basically adopted now as a rule for USCIS since 2015, April. So be careful, make sure you're compliant with that or major issues down the road with your H-1B. Let me take another caller. This is Shapra. You're live in here.
Hey, hi, this is Prashant here. Heard that there's some petition going. Can you explain in a little bit and where we have to sign this petition?
Okay, great. We have, what I have done, like I think 1 year ago, I have started a petition on change.org to kind of push the government to hopefully make a change on what is happening on the visa bulletin. And unfortunately, this is going to be tough for us, but we still continue the pressure. So the petition is online on change.org. If you type reduce EB2 waiting time, it will probably pop up top of Google and you will see it on change.org. Please sign it. You can sign it directly from Facebook and share it with your friends. Put your comments there because it's very important. What I'm trying to do more now is to compile a story, an ebook, which I will probably put out there. I've just been a bit busy, but I'm getting some help. Hopefully, we should be able to kind of get some kind of awareness on the sensibilities and the situation that we are facing for people from India and China. And hopefully, if we get the support after the election, if things go well, we might be able to pressure them to change those rules of waiting time for people from India and China. So please sign it and share it for us. It's on change.org, and the petition is called Reduce EB2 Time for India and China.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah, sure. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Thank you. So another caller. This is Sharp Ray. You're live on here. Hello? Okay. So I think I lost the next caller. So thank you so much for calling and for taking interest in what's happening. Because unfortunately, you know, nothing is going to happen by itself. And from my perspective, the pen is mightier than the sword. So if you put enough pressure and make the government understand that these are the lives of people and the people that are really important to the Silicon Valley and the economy, hopefully we should be able to bring a change. And that the website change.org has been very helpful. We have seen it on the H4EAD. It worked because we started a petition on H4EAD in 2011, and it ended by culminating in getting the H4EAD. And for those who don't know, we have been very active, our team and a group of people on the H4 side, especially Rashi, and we have put together those petition, getting the attention of the media and the Congress, and ultimately the Obama administration, which changed the law of the H4. So after that, the other petition that worked was a TPS for Yemen, which we have started. So we are hoping this time we will be able to make a change when it comes to the situation on the visa built-in. As I was mentioning earlier, the visa built-in is really in bad shape right now. It's bad news for all, even from all countries of chargeability. Things are not great. So please feel free to sign on it and share it with your friends. You can sign on it directly from Facebook. And that's the message we have today. So, ladies and gentlemen, Franco, I don't know if you have more callers right now. This is Attorney Schiaparelli. You can still call if you have any questions. It doesn't have to be on what we call only employment-based visa. It can also be on family-based petitions, like marriage petitions, parents petitions. The number to the studio today is 408-912-5565. 408-912-5565. Today is August 4th, 2016, and the show is live. So if you're hearing this show another day, that means it's a recorded show. So today it's live, so please call. We will be glad to answer as much as we can on an educational point, from an educational perspective. As you know, all the information I can give you pretty much on the radio is very limited, unfortunately, but we try our best to give you a short and quick answer. We have another caller. Let me take the caller. This is Schiaparelli. You're live on air.
Hi, Sha. This is Anil. I have a question.
Hi, Anil. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm on H-1B visa, and I-140 is approved 5 years ago. I want to know if, in case if my employer terminates my employment, what are the legal ways of continuing staying in U.S. if I don't have another job?
Yeah, that's really an awesome question. But there are many things that people do, but sometimes they're not recommended. For one, some people will shift to the B1, B2 visa just to stay here until they get a job offer. But hopefully your I-140 has to still be alive, because without the I-140 you won't get anything, even to continue on the H-1B down the road. Because once you move on B1, B2, you can always move back to H-1 as long as this I-140 is present once you pass 6 years. That's number one. Some people also prefer to go back to school, get a degree, and then they can go on F-1 visa. And then also some people, they don't even know, they fear for their life. I have some cases from some students from some countries which has problems. So we advise them to just move in that. So it all depends on your case. And then also if you're victims of certain crimes, you can be eligible for U visa. That's another visa which is very interesting. There are 51 crimes. For example, let's say someone attack you or someone extort money from you. You might be eligible for a U visa, and that ultimately gives you a green card. So it's a case-by-case basis. So if this happens, just give us a call and we'll kind of guide you. 510-742-5887, and I'll be glad to work with that. Okay? All right? So let me take...
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me take another caller. This is Schiaparelli. You're live on air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I have a question.
Hi.
I'm Siraj.
Yes, this is Schiaparelli. Hi, Siraj.
Yeah. Actually, I have a question. I have an employment with employer A, so he terminated my job, and I joined. Before he terminating, I got another employer B job. And I got the receipt number. So on the receipt number, I joined with employer B. But he applied in normal. So does my I-94 will be still valid, or shall I go to India and I come back?
If there was a transfer and it was filed before your previous I-94 was cancelled, you are in under AC-21 rule. I think it's section 104 A and B, if I'm not mistaken. It basically allows you to continue working without any problem. You don't have to leave the country and come back. But if there was a termination before you move to company B, then yes, you might have to do consular processing. So it's a case-by-case basis. But as long as it was filed before the I-94 expires or before you were terminated, you should be able to transfer. So termination means basically they tell you, okay, we're done with you. We don't want you to work there, and you don't have any check stub. Then technically, if your transfer or your moving is after that, you need to do consular processing. That means you need to leave and come back. If not, you can just transfer and continue working. As soon as you get the receipt, you are safe. Okay?
And also, I need to do the amendment.
Why?
To change.
Because you did a transfer, right?
Separate place. Yeah. I already joined with employer B, and I started work at the client place.
But you don't have to do any amendment if you're doing... Okay, you got it from company A. You moved to company B, and unless from company B you change location of end client, then you have to do an amendment. If no, then you don't have to do anything. So if that's the case, then give me a call at the office. We can assess what you should do. But technically, you don't have to do anything. The transfer is good enough. Okay.
No, but normally it will take like at least 8 months, right?
If you do it in the normal processing, yes. But if you do premium, no, it should take less than that. Okay.
Okay. And my last question is I have a H4, my wife. So she done some work in India, like almost 5 years in Java programming. Then she left the Java and she came on H4. So my company asked me like 1 year to do the I-140. So without my company, I can do I-140 to lawyer or somebody?
No. Unless you qualify in the national interest waiver or EB1, you have to go to the company. You're not allowed to do that. Okay? Let me take another caller now. Good luck to you. This is Shapra. You're live in here.
Hi, Shapra.
Hello.
Hi, this is Anusha. I have a question.
Hi, Anusha.
H1 and EAD.
Yes.
My husband's 6 year H1 term expires in Jan, and I have an approved 140. So my question is, since they've not started the perm process for him yet, what are the consequences of changing over to H4 for him, and when can he change back to H1 if possible?
Well, you should actually change him to H4 as soon as possible.
Okay.
Better is to just make him leave the country, come back on H4, and that will stop the H1, and then they can continue you can file the EAD as soon as he comes back. And then when he comes back, once the I-140 for him is approved, then apply for his 3 years if you want him to move on H1. But the other way to do that is to file the H4 and the H4 EAD as soon as possible, because the change of status to H4 with the EAD is taking around 5 months right now. So you need to start right away, because you don't want him to expire all his time on the H1. Then if he gets the I-140 too late, they might not allow him to do extensions. So he needs to move out of that H1 as soon as possible. And then they can continue on his I-140, because while you're on H4, you can still go ahead and file the perm and the I-140, okay?
Okay, so he need not be on H1 to file for a perm and 140?
Not at all. Actually, I wrote an article about that. It's on the website www.h4eadlaw.com. It's a blog for H4 I made. It's if you just type h4toead.com or h4eadlaw.com, but you have to put the www in the front. I don't know why, but you just have to put that, and then I wrote an article about that. It's actually recommended to go ahead with your perm while you're on H4. Okay?
Okay. Right. Thank you so
good
much.
Good luck to you. And if you need help to move to the H4 with h4ead, give us a call at the office. We'll help you. 510-742-5887. Okay? Good luck to you. Okay. Thank you. Let me take another caller. This is Shaprali. You're live on air.
Yeah. Hello, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for taking the call. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
I have a quick question about my I-94 form. I have a valid H-1 visa till January 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And my passport expires in April 2017, which is next year. But when I re-entered the country, coming back from India, I got an I-94 stamped with the timestamp set to September 2016, the next month. I'm not sure how to proceed and whether it was a mistake that I can ask for correction or...
Yeah, it's probably a mistake. It should have gone up to the 2017 of your passport. So there are three ways to do that. One is to go ahead and file for an extension on your I-94 to an application of extension. Number two, you can try to call the CBP office. Go online, type CBP, the closest one, either Santa Clara or the San Jose or the one in San Francisco. Ask them if they will correct that for you. They might correct it. And number three, you can just get a new passport, leave the country and come back, and hopefully you should be able to get it up to that time. But usually it goes until the end of the date of the passport. So the date of the end of the passport is what?
April 2017.
Yeah, so basically what they did, they minus 6 months. So you can talk to the CBP, they might be able to correct it right away for you. If they don't correct it, then you need to do the steps I told you. And if they are still giving you a hard time, give me a call at the office. We'll see if we can intervene for you. The number is 510-742-5887. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for the time.
Good luck to you. Let me take another caller. This is Shapra. You're live on air.
Hey, Shah. Thanks for taking my call. So,
welcome, sir.
Hey, Shah. So, 3 weeks back, I got a notification from USCIS saying that one of my petition, I-129, they said they had revoked it and they had sent the notice explaining the reason for the action. And so this H-1B was my latest H-1B way back in November 2014, and just before I got my green card. So I don't know why are they now revoking it.
A lot of people are getting this course right now, those letters, but I don't think there's anything to worry. But that revocation was before your green card or after?
This revocation happened just 3 weeks back after I got my green card in December 2014.
Okay. That's just probably the system is just spitting those so that they have a control that the H-1B is no longer there. So you should not be worried about it. But I'm hearing a lot of people getting that recently. It's probably their new system. I'm not really aware of that, but I will find out why they are doing that. But technically, yeah, your H-1B goes away once you get the green card. But they usually don't advise you about that. But recently, I don't know, a lot of people are getting this letter. So I don't think there's anything to worry.
Okay.
Unless there were some problems on your H-1B, and since it came after your green card, it's normal. Okay?
Okay.
All
right? Yeah, thank
okay.
you.
Good luck to you. Yeah, this is a very, very interesting situation. A lot of people are getting those letters, and I have not heard from Ayla on this. I don't think I saw anything, but I will inquire a little bit more, but it's probably their system just making sure that they have they have been kind of updating their system and probably spitting those notices. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have another few 15 minutes or so to go. So, before I continue now, I have Franco with me on the line and the board, and I am going to anything I'm telling you today, of course, is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any questions. Now we are going to talk a little bit about debt settlement. This is another area where we help a lot of people. And right now, hearing about the layoffs, hearing about the economy really doing, the economy in the world is really in a mess, honestly. We know in England it's really bad. In other countries also it's bad. So we don't know the effect of on the U.S. economy, but we know also it's not going to be great, especially hearing that the growth was only 1.2%, which is really lower than what they were expecting for this time. So we are going to expect a lot of people are going to face hardship, and they have been using credit cards, or they have second mortgages on their houses, or they have debts and they cannot pay them, or they will not be able to ultimately pay them. So you can contact us. We can basically do a debt settlement for you, get you out of those debts. And the trick of that is not to use bankruptcy. That's what we are trying to avoid for you. And we settle it for a fraction of its value. For example, you owe a certain amount of money, and we end up by paying just less than that, and you get forgiven for the rest of the debt. And the website to check is yourdebtsettlementattorney.com. Yourdebtsettlementattorney.com. The number to our office, 510-742-5887. We have been able to help a lot of people back in the days when the house market was crashing. A little bit after that, a lot of people's second mortgages were when their houses were underwater. We were able to settle it for a fraction of its value. Amazing deals we were getting. Some people, I remember we got one deal from $240,000. They pay only $40,000 and they got rid of their second debts. So these are the kind of deals we get. And just because I'm telling you those deals doesn't mean we get it for all. But most of the people who come to us, we are able to get a good deal. So we are still able to help you, and we don't limit to that. We can do it on credit cards, on litigation debts, you name it. Most debts we can do it, except student loans, which are difficult. Most of the other debts, for example, sometimes you end up by getting sued for an amount which you are not sure you have done anything wrong, but since the debt is against you, you want to get rid of it, and we can help you. And you can check and read a little bit about debt settlement on our blog for debt settlement is yourdebtsettlementattorney.com, yourdebtsettlementattorney.com, and we can help you on all those deals as much as we can. You don't want them to sue you and they get a judgment against you, because then they become very powerful to take your money, garnish your paycheck, or levy your bank account, or put lien on your property. And the good news is that we don't charge anything in advance for debt settlement. Again, it's not immigration, but on immigration we do charge in advance, but not on debt settlement. It's a contingency basis. So when we get a deal, then we charge you. So let me, I think we had one caller. Sorry for the caller. I didn't know you were online, so I apologize for that. You can still call now. The number to the studio is 408-912-5565. And I will try my best to take a few more callers before we end the show. But I wanted to discuss a little bit about debt settlement, because this is another thing that we can help people on. And we have been helping a lot of people get out of their debt. So this is something that a lot of people don't even know about. You don't have to basically pay all those debts with a lot of interest on them. In fact, those interests can be really high. According to many calculations, if you just do the minimum payments, you end up by paying, I think, 4 or 5 times the value you take. So be careful on that. Let me take one last caller, and then we'll move on, Franco. This is Shapurai. You're live on air.
Hi, Shapurai. Thanks for taking my call. I had one.
You're welcome.
I had one question on my I-140. So I was working on a company A, and I got my I-140 after like 6 years on L1, and I moved to another company B through an H-1B transfer, and like after like 6 months my I-140 got withdrawn. So I got the I-140 in the first company in my like fourth year of fifth year. So I was in that company. After getting the I-140, I was there for another 1.5 years, then I moved to the company B. So my question is, currently my labor is going on the company B. So what will happen to my I-140, which is already cancelled? I can still regain the priority date, or that is already gone?
No, priority date you can still get it. You cannot use that I-140 for anything, but you can use it for the priority date, because just because they withdraw the I-140 doesn't mean the priority date is gone. There was one case out there which says no, but that case is a very weak case, so nobody uses it. So, in fact, in general, yes, you can still use that priority date. So, go ahead and claim that priority date when you find your labor, okay? Or the
I-140. Okay, thanks a lot.
Good luck to you. Good luck to you. So, I hope I was able to give some good news on that. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Attorney Shapurai for the Shapurai Law Show. We are, I hope, I don't know, Amit is there right now. So I'm just telling you, anything I told you today is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any questions. And today, if you're listening to the show, we were talking a little bit about the visa bulletin, which is really horrible, and my predictions is not going to get better in the next visa bulletin is probably going to appear in 4 or 5 days. So watch out for that, and I'm going to put it on my website, attorneyonair.com or piralilaw.com. And also, ladies and gentlemen, before I take Amit, I think Amit, I know you're there, but just bear with me a little bit, and then we will move on to Amit talking about real estate. But I wanted to mention that the visa bulletin problem, we are trying to solve it using the petition online. Hopefully it will work. I don't know, but we've been trying, but it takes years to make a petition work, but we need the support of the people. Please sign on that petition. If you go on Google and type reduce EB2 waiting time and for India and China, it will pop up on change.org, probably on the first page on the top. So please click on that, sign it, and pass it to your friends. More signatures we get, more chances we have of making a change. So we need your help on this, because it did work before, so we are hoping it will work again. So now the other thing that is happening, of course, is really the elections. So things are going to get tough. So everybody needs to be really kind of be ready for difficulties and delayed cases, etc. So be cognizant of that when you're really working on your case, and don't get really impatient, because sometimes getting impatient can cost you. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say goodbye, and I have Amit. Are you there?
Mayor, how are you?
Hello. Hi Amit, how are you doing? So Amit,
yeah,
I think
good.
You have 12 minutes. Doing well, Amit. So we have 12 minutes to go. So thank you, Franco. I'll let Amit explain a little bit debt settlement and real estate in Punjabi and Hindi. So a lot of people are waiting on that. Thank you very much,
great.
Ladies and gentlemen. Our show will be repeating on Monday, noon to 1, and next Thursday will be live again. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hello to all the listeners, and thank you, Shah, and Satshikala, namaste to everybody. Hope you guys are having a great day today. It's a beautiful weather out there. And, you know, people are already getting ready for the Sunday and Saturday, the weekend. And, yes, I'm here to give you a little bit of a detail that you know what's happening in the real estate market. If you are planning to actually purchase your house, or you want to sell it, you're looking for investment, kuch bhi chahiye hoga, you want to buy, kuch khareedna hoga, bechna hoga, ya phir agar tono apni investment property chahiye hoga, to tumhe call kar sakte hai. Mera number hai 510-299-9361. Meri jehdi website hai is gambhiramit.com. You can also reach me actually anywhere on LinkedIn, on Zillow, Trulia, realtor.com. You know, I'm everywhere, even on Google. So type in Amit Gambhir, AmitGambhir. I should be able to help you out with your needs in the real estate. The baki as well, you know, we have a new listing as we signed kiti hai last week, which is townhouse in Newark. I am at my broker's tour right now. You know, we are having a broker's tour. The house is open. If you guys want to come in, you are local here in Newark. This is a great property. Agar tu CHD starter hai gyo, this is a perfect house for you. 3 bedroom, 3 baths, close to 101, 84, and 92. And then you have the shopping center as well. It's a 3 bedroom, 3 bath, 1445 living area, 1988 built. HOA, which coffee low hai gaya, it's $145 a month. So the broker tour is going to be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So if you are close by, the address is 36171 Toulouse Street. It's T-O-U-L-O-U-S-D Street in Newark, California. I am already there at the property. If you want to come by and say hi to me, please stop by. I am going to be here till 1 o'clock. Then we have an open house on the same house on Sunday, which is going to be from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. The property is listed at $663,000. It's below the market price. The Zillow's estimate is showing about $715,000 in the house, but I listed it very reasonable. So that way you can get qualified on the house, and if you are looking to purchase it, I can definitely help you out. And you can definitely go with the FHA. Agar tusi FHA waste qualify hai gyo, you can definitely go for that as well. So again, the address is 36171 Toulouse Street in Newark. There is another good news, you know, there is startup hai gane, agar kisi ne makan khareedna hai ga, they are like first time buyer, and unhone FHA the loan approved karwai hui thi, and they, you know, they couldn't get qualified with, if they wanted to buy the condos. What happened is yesterday, President Obama actually signed the bill, which is on HR 3700, that clarifies that any condos can qualify for the FHA program now. So which means that if you have a FHA the loan and you want to buy the condo, before actually, you know, there were only certain condos that were approved by the HUD that you can qualify for the loan. Lekin hum ki hai ga, you can buy the condos, you know, they are going to be the HUD approved, FHA approved, so you can definitely qualify for it. Dooji jehri cheez hai ki hai, what they're trying to work on is right now, you know, before jehri occupancy rate hai si for the investors, it's 50% of occupancy rate to qualify for the loan. They are actually working on reducing it to 35% as well right now. So this is a great opportunity if you are like start a home. Just go for it. You know, market is very strong right now, and the interest rates are very low. You know, we just qualify a lot of people with a good rate, and they got an excellent mortgage. So if you're interested in that, let us know. You know, we can definitely help you on that. Number again is 510-299-9361. Then my website is gambhiramit.com. On top of that, I just wanted to, I mean, you know, put one more pressure on this thing is because, you know, whenever actually we are getting a lot of calls from the investors who are the first-time investors, they already have owned the house and, you know, they're planning to buy the property again. Make sure to get your pre-approval done. I know we have repeated it again and again, but I want to make sure that you guys know that the reason because of this one is we want to make sure that it's what a DTI had, debt-to-income ratio, it is below 43%. That's the number you need to make sure to keep an eye on. If you're below the debt-to-income ratio is 43% and below. What happened is most of the time when you're planning to convert the property into the rental property and you guys get carried on with the market and to see actually your rental lease agreement, you don't sign it for some reason, you forget, or I don't know, you lose it, and you don't know like how much the rental was proposed and everything. You know, it is going to be hard for us to qualify you based on that, like, you know, because it needs 2 years residential listing and the lease agreement to qualify you for the, you know, get up knocking and then rental income to qualify you for that in order to get you the loan. But if you are looking to convert it, then make sure you have that lease agreement with you. So that way, if you have like the property, you know, whatever the positive cash flow you're coming in, that's the one they're going to calculate it based on your income to qualify you on the loan for the investor loan. So those are the things, pay attention to it. And plus, make sure you have your reserve. On top of your down payment and everything, if you are planning to buy the houses. So these are some of the things that, you know, makes a little bit harder if you are in the process and something happens and you cannot qualify. So that's why you need to talk to an expert to make sure what you need, if you have the reserves in the hand, you know, what you can do, what kind of assets you can use on yourself to qualify. So you need to understand that these things will come very handy for you, because if you are doing the conventional loan, agar tusi conventional loan karde hai gyo, they require 5% down of your own money. And the rest of the money you can bring in as a gift. But on the FHA de jada program, again, you can do a 100% gift from your family members, the close ones. And then we can get the gift letter and then use that towards your down payment and everything. So, you know, these are the things that can, you know, stop you from buying the house, or you don't have the things. What is it that you want? So call us. We can definitely help you. Number is 510-299-9361. And like I said, I mean, come over. This is a great property that I'm talking about in Newark. Low HOA, $145 a month, 36171 Toulouse Street in Newark. And I'm going to be here till 1 o'clock today. So come by and we can definitely help you. On the other hand, you know, we have a lot of other listings available as well. We have a listing available in San Jose, which is a single-family house, three-bedroom, two-bath, 1589 living area, 8800 lot size, listed at $745,000. Then we have a listing available in Manteca, which is a 5-bedroom, 3-bath, 3-car garage. And this one is 2488, listed at $399,000. We have a listing available in Hayward, which is two listings in Hayward, which is a single family house, 1998 built, 4-bedroom. And this one is 3 bathrooms and 1 bedroom, 1 bath downstairs. And this one is going to be listed at $679,000, close to Mission and Jackson. Then we have another one close to Mission and Jackson, which is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. And this one is going to be listed at $445,000. So we have actually a lot of listings available. We have one in Tracy as well, which is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. And this one is going to be 1,400 living area. We are going to be selling it for $385,000. So if you have any needs that you want and you want to qualify, you have any questions, let us know. You know, we can definitely help you out. Number again is 510-299-9361. My website address is gambhiramit.com. And on top of that, actually, agar tumhare ko koi bhi do loan hai ke nahi, yani tumhare ko tusi refinance karwana chahte ho, lekin for some reason things doesn't work out, and you know, tumhare ko debt hai ke nahi, you want to consolidate your debt, agar unno tusi you know kam karna chahte hai ke, ode waste tusi contact kar sakde ho Shahpur wale di team nu. Ona da number hai 510-742-5887. You know, actually, jadi consolidation hundi hai, it doesn't work on the plan, ode vich koi plan nahi hunda. What happens is, agar tuhaada actually bank approves you, then you have to come up with a minimum money from your pocket on the big debt that you owe to them, whether it's a credit card, whether it's a second loan, agar koi judgment lien hai giya, tax lien hai giya, anything like that, that is stopping you to do anything, and tuhaada credit score is affecting, then definitely give us a call, and give your Shopology team the call. Their number is 510-742-5887. So once again, anything for the real estate, I just want to, you know, I mean, even actually you want some commercial properties like gas stations, hotel, motel, apartment complexes. We have a couple of apartments actually in Sacramento and Fresno that we can definitely help you out. And if you are looking to invest in that money, because your cap rate as well as Hagia in those areas on the big units right now is about 6% to 7% on the positive cash flow. So if you are looking for something like that, let us know. We can definitely help you out on that. And, you know, again, if you're a seller, right now, actually, this is a perfect time to sell, because definitely, you know, interest rate come cut again. So, a lot of buyers are out there who are looking to buy the house. And even actually, if you have a townhouse or the condo, like I said, the good news is FHA is all done on those condos now, so they can qualify for the FHA. So this is going to actually make the market a little bit more stronger. So, you know, this is the perfect time, I would say, and not, I mean, somebody was telling me if this is the perfect time or not. I would say this is the perfect time. I got to see Makan Kareem Chandel. This is the time because rate low, not too much competition, because there are a lot of inventory out there right now that you can pick and choose from according to it. And that is actually making the market settle down a little bit. It's not going a little bit too crazy on the pricing. So you have more options. You can take your time. This is the summertime. It's summer break. Go out, look at the houses which are open, see which one makes sense for you, and make a decision according to your own needs if you want to save money. So this is the time to save money definitely for you guys. So call us. Number again is 510-299-9361. And for Shopper Ali, number is 510-742-587. And there is one more announcement. This is actually for the community. You know, there is a fundraising event that is going to be happening at Chevro College on August 21st. Kalash Care is going to be, you know, performing on that. If you want to buy the ticket, go to sulekha.com/kalash. And then you can, you know, definitely contribute towards the kids in Nepal, because there is, there was an earthquake over there, and, you know, they are actually coming up with this thing to make sure that there's schools over there for the kids, and they have, you know, books and everything for them as well. So go and, you know, and contribute to the community, help kids out, which I am also doing that too for the kids as well. So they definitely need our help, and it's going to be a good cause for that. So August 21st in Chevro College, so go for it. And that's all I have for you guys today. We'll be back on Monday and then Tuesday from 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Have a great day. Thank you.